The largest ever global cancer study has now been published, a survey of more than 27 million cancer patients, and it yields this statistic. In the developing world, more people die of cancer than HIV, malaria, and tuberculosis combined. As NPR's Anders Kelto reports, it also reveals a huge gulf in cancer survival rates worldwide.
So basically, there's some good news and some bad news. Here's Dr. Michelle Coleman from the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, one of the authors of the study.
The good news is that in most countries, survival from some of the commonest cancers has been improving.
Breast cancer, colon cancer, stomach cancer, more people are surviving these diseases than ever before, especially in the U.S. and Europe. Some low-income and middle-income countries are making progress, too.
There are many countries in Latin America, for example, and Southeast Asia, where survival has improved quite markedly. Even in Mongolia, there have been quite sizable increases in survival from some cancers.
But then there's the bad news. The study, published in The Lancet, shows that there's still a huge gap between rich countries and poor ones. Take childhood leukemia. In the U.S., 9 out of 10 kids who get it will live. Now, compare that, a 90% survival rate, to some poorer nations.
In Jordan is 16%. In Lesotho, in southern Africa, it's 40%. And in the central region of Tunisia, in northern Africa, it is 50%.
There are also countries where we have no idea how many kids are dying from leukemia, because there just isn't good data. So just how bad is it in these places? I asked that to Dr. Corey Casper, the head of global oncology at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle. He told me about this doctor he met in Uganda a few years ago.
This one guy was seeing 10,000 patients a year in a facility that had, you know, no roof, inconsistent electricity, and no meds.
That guy was literally the only cancer doctor for Uganda and four surrounding countries. And then there are cultural barriers, too.
Uganda has 57 different tribes, and there are different languages within each of those tribes, and many of them don't even have a word for cancer because it's so not part of the, you know, the local culture.
So people go a very long time before they even realize they have a problem. And when they seek care, it's usually too late.
More than 75% of the patients who come to the Cancer Institute in Uganda come with stage 3 or 4 cancer.
But Casper says, look, it's not all doom and gloom. Uganda is opening up a $10 million cancer center next month. And smaller centers have sprung up elsewhere in Africa and in Latin America and Southeast Asia. And he says it's no big surprise that the countries making the biggest strides are the ones investing the most in cancer care. Anders Kelto, NPR News.